God body is simple. It means you see God when you look in the mirror, and that the body of man is God, and that there's no mystery God in the sky. You are God.
Hey, what's up, fam? Welcome to the Anabolic Mind, where we talk about the health, wealth, and wellness connection. And today we got an incredible guest. This is round two. Round one got interrupted. We lost the signal. And it was good, too. So this is round two. We're going to try to get to the same information. So, guys, I got the CEO of Thin Energy, a guy who's been in the fitness profession for how many years? You've been in the fitness industry how many years? Training,
over 30 years in the health and wellness.
Over 30 years in the health and wellness space.
You know, yeah.
Yep. And we CEO of Thin Energy right now, Mike Gardner. Yep. So without any further ado,
thanks for having me. Yeah.
That's what's up, man. Thanks for coming on.
I'm excited to be here, Mark.
Yeah, I want to talk about your journey, how you first got into wellness, and then what got you motivated to look at it as on an entrepreneurial level, and what your future plans are. So let's start off with how you got into it in the first place.
Yeah, no, that's great. And I think it's kind of like, you know, when you and I were speaking, when we first met, really started getting to know each other, it was a pivotal moment, just kind of similar to your story. I grew up poor, and I actually grew up in an obese family. And one of the things that really kept me in school and out of trouble was sports. And I had a basketball coach that, he was my mentor, and he just just fed my mind with positive input. And, growing up poor, and other people with things they don't have, and I'm talking about electricity and food and things like that. It was a struggle, but sports was my kind of escape. And he gave me a book called Cybergenic, and I think you and I spoke about that a little bit. You recall the book Cybergenics, Mark?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I read that when I was in the Navy. Yeah. In fact,
so again, as the power of the mind. Did you really? Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Nice.
Yep. So that's powerful.
One thing is, we really.
Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I appreciate it. And I think that the biggest thing when I got that book, it just opened up so many possibilities for me. Mm-hmm. It gave me that hope and that inspiration. And I really think today, 30, 40 years later, we're kind of at the same point. People are looking for hope. They're looking for inspiration. And so taking this word further, one of the things, I really had a yearning to really learn more and find those role models. And, Tony Robbins, Zig Ziglar, Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill. I just started feeding my mind with all these positive self-help and I wasn't the greatest student. So, I look back on that and, I played basketball in college and I started, I'm like, I want to go out and make money. So I became a personal trainer and I got into the health and wellness space. And long short, I trained a lot of NFL, NBA athletes, professional athletes. And the one thing though, coming from a family, I always had a passion to help, really combat obesity. And right. As a personal trainer, working with my clients, I really saw, there was something missing. We had all the technology. We had all the information. We had all the tools. And, from devices to pills to gadgets. And, the problem continues to get worse. It's an epidemic.
Yeah,
yeah. Obesity has reached
Obesity is out of control now. Yeah, exactly.
100%. So, I think, as a personal trainer, I just, God, what's missing? What's missing? I believe in the law of attraction. If you put it out there in the universe, you'll get the answer attract the right people and the right information. And from there, Mark, it was exciting because it clicked. Wow. The missing link was mental fitness. Nobody was really addressing. We've all heard no matter what we do in life, it's 10%, 90% mental. The diet and exercise was the 10%. So the foundation was mental fitness. And that's why I love your Anabolic Mind, because it ties in.
Right, exactly. What year was this?
Oh, Lord, you're going to age me.
Because it gives people context to how ahead of your time you were conceptually.
Yeah. This was around 1998, going into 2000, right into 2000. Yeah, about 20 years ago. So, you know, when I started to come up with the idea, it's not just an audio program, it's an audio program with the mental fitness exercise, sets and reps. Remember, renew the mind, renew the body. And again, if you speak it, it becomes reality. So what you say is what you get. So whether you think you're right or wrong, you're right. You know what I'm saying? So when you start really thinking about how important the mind is, and what happened is, like you said, I was ahead of my time, and I had a lot of morning drive time radio. I was doing TV, PR. I actually was going around and just sharing my techniques. And again, I say my techniques, these were techniques that I found because the resources were there. I just reformatted it in a fun way that people were comfortable. And actually, the program got us with bariatric physicians. And it's funny because I had a bariatric physician, which if people don't know what a bariatric physician is, which I didn't know what that was at the time. And bariatric physicians are specially trained in obesity and weight management, from diet, exercise, nutrition, and behavior modification. And the one thing the doctor said to me, he says, what's your background? What's your PhD? I'm like, I don't have a PhD. I'm just a personal trainer. I put it in a format. And he says, I love the format. He says, you know, one of the things as a bariatric physician, part of our process is to go through psychotherapy and go through that process. And he says, this is a doc in a box. He says, it makes fitness is fun. People want to be normal. They want to feel normal. He says, I love this. So, you know, it kind of took a life of its own. And then from there, Home Shopping Network picked me up. They did my infomercial, which I had Arnold Schwarzenegger's partner, Jim Lorimer. He drove from Columbus, Ohio to Indianapolis. That's where I filmed the parts of the infomercial. And, he was one of my mentors. I mean, I would be in the gym and he kind of took me under his wing. And, you know, he's a firm believer in mental fitness and the mind.
Wow.
He watched me put this together. And I actually launched it at Arnold Schwarzenegger Classic. So, you know, from there, a lot of things just happen. And, you know, it's funny because, you know, getting to know you more, and it's a journey. And I think, you know, you attract like-minded people throughout your journey. And again, it's all about helping other people. And I think, you know, for me, that was a turning point in my life because it put me on the track to, where I'm at today with Thin Energy, because I didn't know anything about this space, the beverage space. But what happened is I was on QC. I was Home Shopping Network, did my infomercial. Then I was on QVC, live pitch person. Then I was in the Shopping Channel in Canada. And I was doing direct response. And long short of it, and evolved. From there, I I had a platform and I had a message. And I just wanted to, as a trainer, you can only train so many people so many times a day. So many clients. And I said, how can I leverage this? And, I looked at it and I came up with the concept. You know what? I'm going to create a reality TV show, a show that was very famous at the time. And it would really bother me because, and I won't name this show, you probably know what it is. But it's not about being a loser. It's about being a winner. And I think, you know, when you can help people have success and win, I think to me, that was the turning point for me. I said, you know what? You're taking people out of the environment. You're putting them on a fat farm. And then, you know, once they go back into their own environment.
Yeah, it's not sustainable. Exactly. It's funny because that show used to call me up every year. They were like, yo, we want to get you on. Uh-huh. We want you to be one of the trainers. They would call me every year. They're like, you know, Mark, do you think you could be competitive with these trainers?
Yeah.
And I was like, you got to be kidding me. You're taking people who are out of shape to begin with. You're putting them on a calorie deficit and you're overtraining them. I said, just from the amount of cortisol you're creating alone, you're slowing down their weight loss. I said, I could beat those guys with 3 to 4 hours of training a week with the same people, and they would never call me back. But every year they would call me, but they would never call me to actually get on the show, because it's all based on a certain amount of humiliation gratification. Yeah. You know, watching the person suffer. Yeah, and I don't think that's what fitness was about, you know, or should be about, you know.
And I think you're right, Mark, and that's exactly what bothered me, because it was really the Band-Aid approach. You weren't really into the core issues. And when you really work with obese people, and again, that was my passion, just, you know, from working with clients. And I love training the athletes. That's the fun part, you know, but really the passion came from really helping people. And that's what I'm about. I know I've worked with the Inner City Games. I've worked with different foundations. And that's always been something I just want to give back. And, you know, this isn't something that I had a blueprint or, you know, in life, you don't get that, you know, and I think that's where, you know, I want to be able to help people and give them, you know, if nothing else, you know, it's funny because I was thinking about it, you know, getting ready for this show and just kind of going through, you know, my meditation and just it's been a journey. And I can't, it's all pivotal moments. And in life, that's what happens. And to continue with the story, what happened, I'm shooting a reality show, and I never knew anything about the beverage space. And long short of it, I came up with the concept that, wow, there's nobody doing an energy drink with weight loss benefits. Because I saw, you know, all these energy drinks out there, and I started looking at the landscape, and I'm like, wow, there's nothing out here. If you need energy, which is a $9 billion a year market, more than likely you could benefit from the weight loss, which is a $55 billion industry. 68% of the population is overweight. So with that said, I'm like, huh, I need a mass brand appeal that was actually good for you, that had additional benefits. And, you know, when I looked at what was out there, there's a lot of drinks out there. What do they have? Caffeine, just tons of caffeine. Then taurine, erythritol, sucralose. And, you know, I started talking to consumers, and it was like talking to consumers, it was like, wow, you know, it didn't even taste good. A lot of them, I didn't hear a lot of people saying how great these tasted. So I said, wow, if I could come up with, you know, something that had nutritional value. Now, mind you, you know, there's a journey, and kind of back to that pivotal moment. And one company that's always inspired me was Coca-Cola. And, you know, I just, you know, just the story of Coke and how they started, people look at it now and look, they're a monster. But the truth is, I think the first year is like they sold 900 bottles of Coke their first year. It was a very minimal amount.
So, right.
You know, what people don't realize, it's a journey, and life is a journey. So, you know, really looking at, you know, the journey that for me with the energy was like I started and I've evolved, and we just launched our plant-based wellness drink about a year ago. So, you know, from that standpoint, you know, what I saw, and this is, you know, we launched, I came up with the idea pre-COVID. So, you know, it's serendipity now looking back on it where, you know, I'm like, huh, elderberry, zinc, vitamin D, vitamin C, plant-based. And there was a show that I started watching, which was Game Changers. A buddy of mine, you know, I told him, hey, I've been doing plant-based diet, and I would do it to shock my system, and I would go vegetarian. And he says, oh, you saw Game Changers? I said, no, what is that? He says, it's a show on Netflix, go check it out. So once I did that, it all made sense. I'm like, wow, nobody's doing a plant-based wellness hydration drink with no caffeine, no erythritol. So our brand itself, Thin Energy, is, you know, the healthy alternative with plant-based wellness hydration, elderberry, zinc, vitamin D, vitamin C.
And it tastes good. And it tastes good. This tastes good. Yeah. I'm telling you. I like this flavor. This mango, what is it? Oh, the mango ginger.
Mango ginger.
It's banging.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because we just launched that, you know, the mango ginger, we launched that about a month ago. So, you know, one of the things that you know, a lot of people, it's a stick pack powder, so you just, you know, have the water, which I'm going to have some right now.
Come pop some in.
And then, yeah, pop it in, boom, right? And then shake it. So we have the beverage.
And I think people like the fact that I can take it into the gym in a little packet and just throw it in the water bottle that I have, get the energy. But it's interesting because when I first tried it, You know, you remember we're at the Super Bowl party.
Yeah.
I first tried it. I actually started sweating. Like, it got me really energetic. I said, "Wow, is this caffeinated?" I'm like, "No, I couldn't believe it." Yeah, yeah. My eyes got open. Yeah. Like, you really get that kick, and it's all plant based. I was very impressed with the product, man. Awesome.
No.
What advice can you give, before I forget, to people who are looking at the wellness industry to diversify? A lot of people are diversifying right now. They don't know where to put their money. They know they don't like what they're doing. The pandemic's opened up a lot of minds and eyes. They want to do something that perhaps is helping people like you. What's the best advice you can give to a potential entrepreneur looking to get into the wellness space?
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest thing that I could share, and it's just passion with purpose. If you follow your passion, because being an entrepreneur is not easy.
No, not at all.
You know, but in the same token, I don't look at, it's not work. I mean, and again, I focus on helping other people. It's funny because, you know, somebody asked me the other day, well, you know, if you sell your company, how much money are you going to get? I'm like, I haven't even thought of that. I've never even thought,
right.
Like, I don't operate that way, because my focus is helping people. So my one thing is passion and help people. So, you know, when I started the company, and it all started as simple steps. So the advice that I give is, you know, follow your passion, and then, you know, you got to create the roadmap, you know, and the roadmap can be, you know, starting with one brick, you know, and then add another brick, then another brick, because I didn't have this all planned out. Like, I'm going to sit here and tell you, every dot I connect, it's been part of the journey. But, you know, again, as you mature and you get around different people, and that's something else that's very, very important. Make sure you surround yourself with the right people, the right energy, because I believe that energy and the people that you're around attracts good. Good attracts good, attracts positive, negative attracts negative. And, you know, if you're going to be an entrepreneur, you want to make sure that there's role models, self-help. I'm still, to this day, I continue to feed my mind with positive input. And, you know, it's like working out, Mark.
Yeah, you got to keep strengthening the muscles. Yeah.
It's the mental muscles, you know, and, you mm-hmm. know, again, you got to be able to handle those weights of life. And I think that's what happened. COVID has really, think about this. If you're an entrepreneur, you want to be in this space, you could say, oh my gosh, COVID, it's bad, bad, bad. Or you could say, how can I help people during this time? And that's kind of right. What happened with me. It just kind of fell into place, because this is pre-COVID. I started working on the plant-based. I came up with the concept, but I started working on the concept, plant-based, elderberry, zinc, vitamin D. I don't have to say immune-boosting ingredients or anything. COVID has really, think about this. COVID has changed the way we think and how we act. Health and wellness is a universal language we all need to embrace. And COVID has really heightened that awareness. Yeah, and it's like everything right now, it doesn't matter how much money you have, it doesn't matter what your background is, your ethnicity, or what have you, COVID doesn't discriminate. And here's what I think is so, so important. And this is where I just really take it to another level, because I'm not going to sit here, you know, and you know, say that it's one thing, because it's about people. And I don't care what your background is, but if we, you know, look at it from a message, you know, think about it. We all have a beat. So, you know, for us, our message for our movement, which is really what we're about, is eat healthy, drink healthy, be healthy. That's our community initiative to help people. And with that movement, think about it. Be healthy. Be happy, be complete. What's your be? We all have a different be. So for me, it's like, if we can really bring people, and to my mind is be united, unite people, use this platform, health and wellness, and use this epidemic to bring people together, not divide people. Because at the end of the day, like I said, if you don't have your health and wellness, nothing else matters.
Yeah.
So you either pay now or you pay later.
Yeah. You pay preventative or you pay prescription, as I like to say. But you don't escape paying if you don't put that mental energy into your own health and wellness. And it so much affects your earning capacity, your health and wellness. So people think that, you know, sometimes you feel like instead of eating, you're going to skip that meal and work that extra hour or two, but your brain function is slowing down because it's not getting the nutrients. So are you actually more effective using that hour, or are you more effective, you know, stopping to actually give yourself nourishment so you can keep on working at a certain level of proficiency? But I want to get to the next question. You've mentioned something interesting. You said 68% of the country's obese, overweight, right? But there are more fitness products in gyms now than ever. Why do you think that is?
Well, I know why. And I know exactly why. It's like, and I'll sit here, and as good as thin energy is, I will never say, drink this, take this pill, this is all you need to do. I would never say that. Thin energy is a lifestyle brand that fits into your life. So back to that missing component, it's about behavior modification. And just like you're saying, what did you just say about eating good, the nutrients, the functionality, your body responds to good food, good nutrients. It's like working out. I mean, there's been science studies that working out 30 minutes to an hour a day, you actually get more energy in your body. You increase your endorphins. You increase. So all this is sustainable. So that's the key. Back to what you're saying about, you know, being sustainable. Deprivation doesn't work. You know, doing the starvation, you know, it doesn't work. So I think, you know, when you look at what's missing, behavior modification, iron sharpens iron, man sharpens man. And that's our whole initiative, eat healthy, drink healthy, be healthy initiative, because it's a lifestyle. It's not one thing. It's not a pill. It's not a device. It's not, what, how many people think about January 1st, what happens?
Oh, yeah, we're going to get in shape, right? We're going to get in shape.
Right? You know, and as a trainer, it's funny because I used to, you know, be a trainer, and I would call it the 30-day wonder, you know, because when clients would come to me, I was selective, like, this is a team effort. And just like you, like, they've got to meet you. You can't do it for them. And that was the hardest part for me as a trainer. I wanted to help so many people, and it would frustrate me because, you know, they pay the money. They I'm ready to go January 1.
Right.
And next thing you know, 30 days later, I'm like,
it's a wrap. Yeah, they ran out of gas.
I wonder where they're at.
Mm-hmm, Gyms are empty again. Lifestyle.
So I think what you said earlier was important too, Mark, is, you know, it doesn't, you know, take, you know, 7 hours a day and 7 days a week. Just, you know, 3 days, whatever your starting point is, you have to have a starting point, and then you build to it. It's like being an entrepreneur. You know, so many people, oh, I want to do it. All the, you know, I'm going to be an entrepreneur. They buy the books, they buy the tapes, they do this, they do that. They just keep.
They keep becoming consumers of the information instead of actual application.
Right. Daily momentum. You know, if I can get 1% better today than I was yesterday.
Yeah, making progress. Yeah.
That's it. Just building blocks, whether it's your health, wellness, or your financial fitness. Or whatever that is, you want to just have building blocks and just small steps. Working out, I don't care if it's 1 hour, you know, a week. Start with that. You know, 10 minutes a day, whatever. Get into the habit. Start slow. Build on that. Right. Guess what? You eat, you know, and you exercise. You're going to see change, right? Eat properly. Let me rephrase that. Eat properly. You know, good nutrition.
Right. So, yeah. Be consistent with the eating. What can you What can you say to people who have failed, perhaps entrepreneur-wise, in the wellness industry, and they're trying to get back into it, or they had a loss? Or can you talk to them about? Because I know it didn't. Yeah. Every step wasn't straight up for you. There were some peaks and valleys in there. Right. So how'd you get through the tough times?
Man, you know, I the first thing is one thing I learned, you know, from my self-help and you know, following different Tony Robbins or whoever is Zig. I mean. People think these guys just did it overnight. Failure leads to success. First off, there is no failure. It's just one more step in the right direction of what I have to do, right? It's like, and then you take a little bit from that past experiences. Those past experiences lead you to the next step. And Lord, I mean, I look back on this journey and where I started to where I'm at now, and, you know, it's just building blocks. And I, like I said earlier, I didn't have this all figured out. I was going to do, you know, X, Y, and Z. It was like, I did this and this happened. I pivoted here. This happened. I pivoted there. In fact, it's funny because I'll show you something. Hold on. this is where I started. I started with this bottle. It's a multi-shot bottle. And I launched that. And what happened is it's a multi-shot bottle, which let me know my vision with this is I'm going to start this. I'm going to sell it online. And then what happened is I pivoted to this because I knew I needed to get into mass retail. So right. This was online, which we have. And then we then came out with this. And now, you know, we have the stick pack. So, you know, I think, you know, the point with that is just take positive steps, daily momentum. And as long as you just realize that there is no failure and you embrace the journey, it's going to be hard. I mean, there's not one person that I know that's been successful. I mean, Amazon. Look at Amazon. I mean, yeah, everybody, yeah. You know, oh, look at that
it's,
guy.
It's not an overnight company. Right, yeah.
Right. Well, you know what they say? They say it takes 7 years to become an overnight success. I'm in year 7. So, You know, it's taking me 7 years
right, to get it popping.
Just to get to this point with the beverage. Now, I'm not even going back to the whole, you know, with the book and all of that and da-da-da, but all those steps and part of that journey led me to this. And, you know, I think that's important because I believe people right now, I mean, during this time, everybody, you know, we all need to really take inventory. You know, what is it that, you know, you want in your life? And we only have one time around. And, you know, time is valuable. So that time that you have, man, just, you know, just really embrace it and just small steps. And if you said, you know, even just being kind to other people. Just be kind to your neighbor, encourage people. Yeah, and that stuff comes back to you. It's so funny because I'm a people person and I love people. And I don't care, you know, where I'm at or, you know, I just, you know, people are, you know, that's what makes this world go round and round. You know, and that's embrace it.
Yeah,
just,
I think
just, you know, just.
Yeah, I think sometimes people get caught up into their own wellness. You know, you're thinking about me. I want to be well, you know, I want to have this, I want to have that. But sometimes we lose focus on the fact that, you know, if I can get you to that and a few other people around me, my environment's going to be so much better because now I have other people around me who are well, and that's going to make the general population better. So, you know, we don't think about environmental wellness sometimes as something that is our duty as a citizen. But, you know, we always think about our own personal wellness, but we do have a responsibility to, you know, environmentally be well, to make sure we care about not just oil and gas, but taking care of our fellow man, making sure people have the right provision so they can pursue their own wellness. You know, I think that's so essential and we overlook that point. You know, it's an ever-growing list. Now there are 12 different keys of wellness, you know, and it's ever expanding. It might be 15 or 20 tomorrow, but environmental now is a pillar. They made that a pillar of wellness and it wasn't there maybe a year and a half or 2 years ago. But they say that's the biggest, you know, that's the biggest concern now for youth in the next 30 years is not going to be racism. It's going to be the environment, you know, fighting to have clean oxygen, clean water.
I think back to part of, you know, the whole being kind to your fellow man, you know, it's so important. And just that littlest thing that could. Just a kind word, just saying hi to you, you know, and it's not even going out of your way. It's just, you know, pay it forward, just a kind word. You never know what that other person's gone through. And man, it doesn't take a lot. If we all
doesn't take anything from you.
It doesn't. And just, you know, just being kind and pay that forward and have a positive impact in the world. And it's a village. It takes a village. It's not just, you know, Mike or Mark. It's the whole, but, you know, as leaders of today, right?
Mm-hmm.
The future of tomorrow is up to the leaders of today. And our future are our kids. And if we don't get to our kids and we start giving them that positive hope, you know, impact. And you know, it's funny because my coach, I think I said this, but, you know, my coach said to me, he says, you know, gives me the book Cybergenics, and he says, Mike, if you want to be a millionaire, he says, this book doesn't just apply to basketball. He says, this book can be applied to life and the power of the mind and visualization. And he says, but you know, if you want to be a millionaire, don't do what your parents are doing. Go out there right. and find people that are having the success that you want to have and emulate that. Model those individuals. And right. it's funny, this is before I even heard about Tony Robbins. I'm in 10th grade mm-hmm. at the time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, then I just started following Tony Robbins, Zig Ziglar. And one of the biggest thing, anybody that wants to be an entrepreneur, the one thing, I don't know, I forget that. I don't care if you want to be an entrepreneur, but you just want to get more out of life. Let's just start with that. You know, you don't even have to be an entrepreneur, but to get more out of life, the one book, and please download it, Audible, whatever you want to do, go get Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill.
Hey, that's a classic.
Think and Grow Rich, yeah. Isn't it? And those principles apply. And so many people that I've met, successful people, business, athletes, what have you, a lot of people, that was one of
the building blocks, the foundational books.
That foundation of that, I just encourage it. Think and Grow Rich. In fact, you know, I know you and I are collaborating on some different things, and I'm excited to share with your audience as you continue on your journey. And man, I'm here to, you know, just as brothers, man, just come together and help one another. And I'm excited for what you have going on. And I was going to say, you know, for your audience, what we're going to do, you know, for our stick packs, we're going to, if they go to our website and they want to order some product, we'll give them 25% off using Mark Jenkins.
Yeah, that's dope. So, all right, fam. So, you know, you heard that. Hit the Mark Jenkins code. And what stores are you in right now?
Wow, what we did is we launched in Publix. I'm in Florida. I'm in the Tampa area. So we launched in Publix, and from there we actually picked up out in Phoenix, Arizona. So we're focusing on Florida, Arizona, mm-hmm. and then New York. So we picked up Arizona. We're onboarding with Bosch's, and then also with Sprouts. We're onboarding there. Texas HEB. We're onboarding. And like I said, we just literally launched within a year. But the momentum I've gotten in the last year is more than what I've done in, you know, the last 6 years. I've done more in 6 months than I've done in the last 6 years.
And what do you attribute that to? What are you attributing that to?
Perseverance, you know, and just you know, and meeting the right people and the right energy, and just, you know, actually it was right before COVID, and like I said, I keep going back to that because that was another pivotal moment. But I just know what it was. I went back to the basics. I just knew I had to take inventory. Who's around me? Who, you know, time's valuable. Where am I spending my time? Who am I allowing in my circle? And I just cut a lot of that off. And I just found that it wasn't, you're either working with me and we're working together, or you're working against me. And not in a bad way. It was just like, okay.
Right. It's just real.
Purpose, a drive. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like a drive, and I have a vision, and, you know, this is like, you don't just give up, you know, and it doesn't happen overnight. It just, you have to have, you know, the perseverance, and that's the key. So for me, it was just kind of going back to the basics, you know, and evaluate, recalibrate.
Give the folks the website so they can go order some product 25% off with the code.
Yeah. It's www.thinenergy.com. That's THIN, thinenergy.com. And then also, you know, with that too, Mark, you know, the code is Mark Jenkins. That's it. And they'll get 25%.
Oh, that's dope. Thank you.
And free shipping. So,
oh, that's dope.
You know, again, I'm excited for our journey. And as you become more involved with our community and that you and I have been speaking with, and I'm really, really excited to have you part of that, because I know what your passion is.
Yeah, I'm just trying to help people. I mean, you know, fitness and wellness, it was so changed my life. You know, who knows what direction I would have went in if I didn't join the military and start getting into wellness and fitness. There was no wellness back then. That was 92. That was just the fitness lifestyle. That's what they called it, right?
Yeah.
You remember, right? Hey, we're just living the fitness lifestyle. Yeah. You know, there was no wellness. Yeah. Nobody knew. The wellness thing came a little bit later. But we knew, you know, part of the fitness lifestyle was making sure you got proper rest, making sure you were eating right, making sure that even though if you had a lucrative job that had you in the office 40, 50 hours a week, that wasn't good for your health, although you were making money, that wasn't part of the fitness lifestyle. So for me, it was always very important to stress to people, like, you know, exercise costs money, eating healthy costs money, investing, eating plant-based costs money. You have to, your fitness has to pay, it has to show you some type of benefit where you can justify spending that money. So either it has to make you money if you're working in the wellness industry, or you have to take those lessons that you learned from getting in shape and apply them to other facets of your life. So it's full circle. And that's where you don't have that hesitation by investing in yourself, because you're getting that benefit 360 by performing better. But you have to buy into that fitness lifestyle. So that's what I try to talk to people and get that story out. And that's how you and I connected, because the vibe was so great at the Super Bowl party. And the energy of your team, everybody was like, wow, you couldn't even tell. No one was related. I thought you guys were all brothers and sisters, because it was such a family vibe. I was like, this is something that I want to be a part of. And the product had my eyes wide open, and it was not caffeinated. And I'm a coffee drinker, so I can tell you, you know, so I was blown away, and I'm excited for what we got going on ahead in the future. So I don't want to take too much of your time. I'm going to close it out, but give the people some of your last, you know, your last, because you dropped a lot of knowledge and wisdom. So give them your last advice as an entrepreneur and as a human being.
You know, I think just to kind of hit on something you just said about, you know, the cost. So like, oh, you know, it costs, you know, eat healthy or take. Well, no, it costs more not to do it.
It
you
does.
You pay now or you pay less. Look at preventative, I mean, obesity, you know, the second leading cause of preventable death is obesity, right behind smoking, right? So when you think of this, when you either pay now or you pay later, and it's funny because as a trainer, I would actually, you know, tell, you know, it would drive me nuts when people would say that, well, I can't afford it. I can't, oh, that costs too much. I'm like, hey, well, you know, think of your body. I mean, a lot of people take better care of a $7, you know, a $7 cat, if you will, than they do a $1 million body. You know, think about it. You know, they'll take better care of their pet than they
can
take care of
their car. Or their car. They'll put premium gas in their car, and then they'll take the car and drive to McDonald's. You know what I mean? That type of thing. They'll take the Benz of McDonald's and go through the drive to eat a Whopper, but after they put a 93 in the octane of their car, have, you know, don't even think about it. It doesn't register at all.
And I think that's the biggest thing, you know, just be kind, help other people, and you know, if you really just take action, daily momentum, take action, daily momentum.
Small steps.
It's small steps. And just because it takes 21 days to make something a habit. So repetition is the mother's skill. So don't get discouraged. There's no failure. There's just a reset or a pivot. You know, you're always progressing. But, you know, once you stop evolving, then you're going backwards. You're dying. So just keep evolving. Just, you know, embrace life and enjoy it and help others. Just, again, if you focus on helping other people get what they want, you're going to get what you want, period.
That's what's up. Hey, thank you so much, Mike. I appreciate it. Thanks for the thin energy. I know you got some cases coming towards my way in New York. So I got some from my NY clients. If you want to sample that, you know, definitely get at me, DM me. I got a couple of cases coming. Hey, I appreciate it, man. You actually dropped a lot
global,
of
global, man. We're gonna
We're gonna ship global soon. But you dropped a lot of keys in that. So I hope people really listen and take heed of what you're saying, especially with the books and the required reading, because that's where your foundation is. Like that, Think and Grow Rich. Yeah. That's like a squat. That's something you're supposed to be the foundation of your core of your program, a squat or a barbell curl, the basic foundational stuff that gives you strength later on. When you get to your other movements, or you get more far advanced in lifting. So that definitely, Think and Grow Rich is a foundational book that everybody should read. Mike, thank you so much. Give them the website one more time and the code, thinenergy.com, right?
Thinenergy.com and Mark Jenkins. Just put in Mark Jenkins, no space, and you're good to go.
Hey, I appreciate
25%
you.
25% off, and you should.
I appreciate you, sir. Hold on. I'm going to outro, but don't leave. We're going to talk right after. Take care, guys. It's the Anabolic Mind, the health, wealth, and wellness connection. Invest in wellness. Invest in yourself. Peace and love.
broadcast is brought to you by WinJack Studios. We are an all-in-one educational platform for podcasters that revolutionizes how hosts leverage content to increase engagement with listeners, downloads, and income. We come together to focus on community, collaboration, and collective impact. For more information on how you can interact directly with our hosts, access exclusive live content with offers you can't get anywhere else from our official partners, join our purpose-driven community by visiting www.winject.com. If you're ready to build a career doing what you love, then we're ready to see you there.